Hey guys, welcome to Angler New South Africa, and this is our destination feature of Mazepa Bay. I am your host, Vanessa Green, and this show is proudly brought to you by Marutu South Africa. Be sure to look out for their number 348 circle hooks. These hooks are forged from Japanese steel, they are offset, and they are now available at tackle stores nationwide, so keep an eye out for them. So in this week's show, we are chatting with Mr. Owen Richter, and he's from Wild Coast Angling Tours. And whenever I need the lowdown of what's going on at Mazepa Bay, Owen is the guy I call. So here is Owen with what we can expect from Mazepa, what's going on right now, and what to look out for.
Good afternoon, Vinesh. Well, some news of Mazepa Bay in the area. Well, last week we had strong southeasterly winds blowing, and they really brought up an easterly current. And my word, from catching a garrick one day till the next day chocolate brown, and not from rain, from undercurrents turning up the sand all around the island and in the bay. So terrible side of fishing. Yeah, that did not go well at all. But the sharks were around. So at the end of the day, we were catching some sharks at Mazepa in the brown water. There were raggies around, there's some grey shark. We actually caught greys, blackfin spinner sharks, your normal blackfin shark, a bronzy, raggie, hammer. So we caught quite a bit of different species of sharks. And then, of course, the scratching side, we did not do that much, but we were targeting some garrick. We got one garrick and they were out there, but the water was completely off colour. There's still been some cob around. The guys making a nice squid mixture bait, squid and sardine. Been catching some nice cob, so they are around. We're working down towards all the other spots. Some is salt rock, very brown there with all the east current and the wind that was blowing. Problem with that we've been having along the east coast is we've had like 2 days of a gale force east, and then you'll have like 1.5 days of west, 4 days of east, 2 days of west. It's been changing up and down, so conditions are never like set, you know. So my fish, the conditions, but there's been some fish around. Monday today I got some information back from the guys that are there, and they told me that we noticed last week there were a lot of pilot shoals of sardines for this time of the year going around. And this morning there was three or four pilot shoals of sards between Boiling Pot and the island and close. A week ago the sardines were actually washing out. The sharks and dolphins were chasing the sardines right up against the rocks in front of the island, where some of the anglers would run down with their little buckets that you wash your hands with and try to scoop up some sards. And they were normal sardine sizes, not little things. So looks like I think we can have one hell of a good year in the sardine run coming up towards Natal. So yeah, and it starts off like this really in March with pilot shoals moving up and down the coastline. I think that's a good sign. But nevertheless, yeah, guys, be safe. Just remember one thing: when you're fishing Mazepa, always remember deep points don't make waves, they make swells. So watch the big swells running towards these points. And secondly, make sure you got your fishing permits and licenses there. Thirdly, driving permits that you get from the guys here in East London from Arduino Oats department. A lot of you guys know about the driving permits. They are for free, so apply for them, because if you get a Department of Forest and Fisheries driving around and they come harass you for fishing permits and driving permits. So fishing permits cheap, make sure you've got the fishing permit, and secondly a driving permit for the vehicle that you're driving around the Boiling Pot, Shark Point, those places. Have a lovely day. We'll keep you guys updated.
Thank you, Owen. So guys, this is going to be a feature of the Angler News South African podcast series. We will be touching on a few destinations as we go around while we speak to the pros from the area. And as always, we'd love your feedback, so please tell us which destinations you'd like us to touch on. Once again, guys, thank you for joining us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe and follow button on whichever platform you're listening to the show on. For the Angler News South Africa, I am Vanessa Green, and once again, thank you Marutu Hook for making this feature possible. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect the bag limits, and fish for the future.